A man in a small group says, I lost my job, my marriage feels cold, and I don't even know why I am still trying. Someone quickly replies, at least you have your health. You need to be thankful. The room gets quiet. The leader may have meant well, but the hurting man heard something else. Your pain is inconvenient. Move on. That is why Christian leaders must be careful with gratitude language. Gratitude is biblical. Gratitude is powerful. Gratitude can help people notice God's mercy when life feels dark, but gratitude can also be misused. When we say, just be thankful, we may unintentionally pressure people to deny grief, ignore injustice, hide depression, minimize abuse, or pretend their wounds do not matter. That is not Christian gratitude discernment. Christian gratitude tells the truth. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Notice both commands. Rejoicing matters. Weeping matters. A Christian leader does not use rejoicing to erase weeping. A Christian leader learns to hold both before God. A better ministry response may sound like this. I am sorry. That sounds painful. Would it be okay if we talk about what feels hardest right now? And maybe when you are ready, we can also ask where God is sustaining you. That kind of response gives dignity. It does not force gratitude. It invites discernment. Ministry Sciences observes that people are helped when they feel heard, safe, and respected. Trauma-informed care especially emphasizes safety, trust, collaboration, and empowerment. That fits well with wise Christian ministry. But the gospel gives more than technique. The gospel says Jesus entered suffering. He did not stand far away from human pain. He wept. He was betrayed. He was wounded. He carried sin. He conquered death. So when Christian leaders practice gratitude ministry, we do not ask people to deny the cross-shaped reality of suffering. We help them see suffering in the light of Christ's mercy and resurrection. What helps? Say, let's notice grace without denying pain. Ask, what has been hardest? Ask, where have you seen even a small sign of God's care? Ask, what is one faithful next step? What harms? Saying, others have it worse. Saying, you should be over this. Saying, if you had more faith, you would be thankful. Christian gratitude is not pressure. It is honest hope before God.